we're back.
All right.
The Core 3 and Belia is back.
Oh, I thought the Core 3 was us and Gil.
It's already.
Yeah, okay. I have to admit, it is kind of weird sitting on this side of the table.
Yeah, I didn't know we had a friend of the pod.
All right.
I know, well, he comes back once and takes over the whole
show.
Well,
you know what they say, you know, if you love something, let it go.
Free,
and if they come back,
set them free.
And if they come back, then, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
They were yours.
Okay.
How does that make
let's
you
let's
feel?
Restart the show again. And we're back.
All right. We know what's getting edited out of this podcast.
Well, look, I guess we should talk about the last podcast and the fact that I wasn't there and the fact that I wasn't needed, obviously, because it was a good podcast. It got good reviews from... Yeah, I mean, Steve loved it. Marco loved it. I mean, I loved it. I was hoping that
he wanted us to fail.
Yeah, I was hoping that only Ron was talking. No one was like, no one else was mic'd up correctly.
What is it? You know, Belia was having a soliloquy while I'm in the bathroom. Ron's making a drink.
Yeah. I was hoping massive failure.
So
on all systems.
How did you find out that it occurred?
I didn't find out till Wednesday or whenever I. Text you, Belia. That was Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
When Al sent me a text saying, "Hey, Gil, did you notice it's +1 on the podcast app?" And I was like, "No." It was like, you know, when Ricardo Montalban yelled out on Kirk.
Hey,
or
Kirk.
Yeah. I just yelled out, "No, they did it without me."
Yeah,
and then the thing is that you guys did it on what, Friday?
Yeah. Saturday.
Yeah.
That was Friday.
It was Saturday night. It was Saturday night.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was Saturday, too,
it was.
Because you guys talked about... somebody said, "Hey, where's Gil?" or "Fuck Gil" or something.
I believe the phrase exactly was "suck it, Gil."
Suck it, Gil. Yeah.
Yeah, because we still got love for you, Gil.
Yeah,
we didn't go that route.
Yeah, we weren't that bad.
Yeah, and then someone said, "Oh, he's at the Renaissance." I think he said he's at the Renaissance. I was like, okay, they did it on Saturday.
Okay, so it was Saturday.
But here's the interesting thing, Al, which you don't know.
Yeah.
Is that Sunday we go to the movies. Who did I go to the movies with? Belia and Ron. And you know one thing that we did not even talk about?
What would that be, Gil?
That you guys podcasted.
Interesting.
Did you guys talk and text each other and say, "Hey, let's not tell Gil"?
We wanted to see.
No.
Yeah, it was, no, didn't
we actually talked about it right here before we shut down.
We were like, "Don't let no one tell Gil.
We're not going to say a word.
Let's just see if he stumbles upon
exactly.
it. You know, how long it would take. Or someone else. Like,
yeah.
He was really wanting to hope
what
Ron
to
was
see...
if Marco
yeah.
was going to be like, "Hey, there's a podcast."
I wanted to see if people truly did what they said, which is I check every Monday morning, and when it's not there, it pisses me off.
And it Clearly, was, that's he not the case. Had it out there Monday morning.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was out of spite.
I guess I should suck it again, because I certainly didn't refresh.
Well, it was almost not all systems go, because I did a text to Ron, and I knew Ron would probably be down. And if not, we would probably just go out drinking. So I texted Belia, and Belia was like, "No, you know, I got some plans." So I was like, "Okay." So I was like, "Okay, if I'm going to text Red, if Red's down, at least we have a 3. Because I want to stay committed to my thing, where it's like, it's got to be 3. If not, then I don't do it.
The rooster.
Yeah.
The rooster.
So the rooster said, "Yeah," but she gave this bullshit story, which turned out not to be bullshit. She was actually stranded and ran out of gas. Mm-hmm. And then Belia just calls and says, "Hey, you guys doing it? I'm down." I'm like, "Oh, yeah. Okay. Plan B."
Right.
It's like, you know, Plan B works good for the pills, and it works good for podcasting.
She was close to being Plan B in real life, but...
oh,
where's my butt-up bum? I'm back.
Oh, man. Gil's back in full force.
All right. So there's a lot of things to talk about.
I guess I'm
playing host, but before I get into that, Ron, I got to admit, was a good host. I know you guys said, or he thinks that he didn't do anything. It was... You know, but he did. He stopped the show at appropriate time,
Here's the reviews. Go ahead.
He let Belia speak. You know, to tell her story, and then
he didn't say "scroll men are talking."
Right,
he didn't say nothing like that.
He casually shifted it over to Red at some point, and then Red told her story. Which was good. I mean, there were some bad things, but we won't need to get into that. We're all feeling good with each
even
other.
Even in real life, it sounds like he's making fun of me.
No.
He texted me this, and I was like, I read it like 3 times, and I'm like, yeah, he's mocking me.
No, it was good. But I got to admit, when I was listening to it, I kept thinking, man, he learned that from me. Man, he's learning. Yeah. So anyway, but it was good. I would have added more sound bites in it, but you know that.
Well, I got to tell you how I feel how you feel, because the first time when I was in Chicago and you guys, Not the one when it was just you and Bosch's, because that one sucked. That I giggled. I was like, wow, they really do need us.
Right.
But I'm talking about the time when it was you, Bosch's, and Ron. And I was like, wow, I'm so insignificant with this show. I'm not needed. I'm totally replaceable because you guys did an awesome job without me.
So. What the F?
Yeah. So now, but the one you're talking about, when
gigantic movies.
Yeah. You guys were talking
So we have to do one now with, we done one with stuff without Ron.
All the time.
Yeah. And Bella. Yeah. Do you feel better that you're not needed when you hear a good podcast and you're not in it?
No, I just like to think that everybody has is a contributing member.
Okay. I say, actually, a better question is, do you feel like you're like one of the podcast regulars now?
No,
I mean,
because I can't commit.
Hold on. Hold on.
I'm not going to commit.
Oh, wait. Well,
I might just dip. I mean, the
sound bites have committed.
Oh.
And I have a whole panel on you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Do you want to hear some classic Belliaisms?
I always get sexually harassed.
Okay. Well, I don't have many because I have to really go through all yours. But here's another one.
Hola.
That's going to be you. Oh, it's Bella.
Hola.
And then you, the way you say Ron's name?
Ronaldo.
It sounds all mobster-like.
I know. Do you want to hear Alberto?
Alberto.
All right. So anyway, we got that going.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then I'll get some more as we go along. But I don't know even where to begin. I mean, unless you guys got something that you guys want to get off your chest.
Well, at some point, I kind of want to talk about Black Panther, but we don't have to do it right now.
Oh, yeah, because we saw it. And maybe we can start off with that real quick.
Sure.
We saw the Black Panther.
No plot.
No plot point.
Why didn't you want to come? I asked about you, Al.
You know what? I do want to see it. And I did express interest, but I don't know.
Well, I think when you and I were talking last week, you said you didn't want to pay $15 to go see it.
Yeah, I was going to wait until watch it on the Fire Stick. Or you know what? Yeah. I want to watch it on Blu-ray because I think it warrants a Blu-ray.
What was I going to say? There was a lot of people. There was a lot of women. It was like a group of women with
traditional African wear, if you will.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I thought they were fly girls from In Living Color or something. Right. Like, 30 years later, because they were a little older, out of shape, they couldn't move as good.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of them.
But I wonder if they did that only for that, or they always do that, and they said, finally a movie for me where I could wear my head dressed.
It's funny that you
weird.
Say that, because there's a lady at work that did exactly that, and she said exactly that, and she did exactly that.
But she normally doesn't wear it?
She normally does not. But she's like,
felt,
yes.
This is the time?
Yes.
Okay, so this goes to prove when if one day they make a Mexican Avenger, they come out with a Mexican Avenger, and we call him the Chupacabra.
I love that.
That's what it's going to be.
That's great.
I'm going to show up in a poncho and sombrero.
Yeah.
Finally, the movie.
Right now, all we have
is... People are going to be like, who's that dude up there with the sombrero? Put that sombrero down, dude.
Right now, all we have is Nacho Libre.
Right.
That's the best Mexicans have at this point.
Yeah.
What I want to know is what you thought of the movie, Belly, because I remember after we left the movie, Gil and Steve and I just would not shut up about it. Yeah. And nobody ever asked you what you thought.
Oh, well, I had put in my couple of comments, and then Gil, dismissed it.
Oh, okay. That sounds
Let's try this again. What were your comments?
Yes, yeah. So we can dismiss it again.
You can dismiss it again. No, I mean, it was fine. I don't really watch too many of those Marvel comic or movies or whatever, but, this one was watch-worthy. It was interesting. It was good.
Well, you know what? Did you guys hear about there was, false accusations where there was white people that were, beating themselves up and saying that they were getting beat up at these theaters. It was fake news.
Okay.
It turned out it was fake news, but it was just these crazy white people that were kicking their own ass or kicking each other's own ass or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were all, busted eyes and busted lips taking pictures and saying, hey, I went to a theater to try to watch this movie, and we got beat up by black people.
I was going to say, ironically, Steve and I got beat up, but it was by Mexicans.
Well, you were at the ghetto mall.
That's right.
Yeah, it wasn't because of Panther. You were at the ghetto mall.
It was the Arizona Bills.
Have you seen people greet each other? Instead of a fist bump or a hug or a shake, they do the arm, the two arms and an X.
Oh, yeah, right?
they do that in the movie.
Yeah, no. I've not seen that yet, but I'm waiting for Steve to do it.
But was it good, or are you guys jumping the bandwagon?
It was good.
Three out of four.
Yeah. It was just like Wonder Woman, 3 out of 4. It's not like world changing.
Right.
I would give it 3, maybe a little more than 3, because I like the soundtrack a lot. It was really good.
the Lion King soundtrack.
Yeah,
yeah. Basically, I love that African music shit, man. I love that.
That
like
was one of the problems I had with
shit.
The movie.
Really, I love
anytime
that.
Anytime a sad moment came, you hear that, you know, Lion King music.
Yeah, well, yeah. I love that shit. You don't like that?
Well, no. Ron likes it because it's just one step deviation to porn music.
Right, right.
Never Ron loves that.
What kind of porn are you watching? Jungle porn?
Jungle porn.
Bestiality there? What are you doing? But no, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it.
A 3
good.
Out of 4. But,
okay.
You know, it's not, you know.
That's actually the first movie I've watched here in Arizona.
Oh, wow.
Broke out in Black Panther.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Although I have to admit, when we were talking about how I didn't have a Black Panther t-shirt, I actually went out of my way to get a Black Panther t-shirt and hopefully get it delivered today so that the next time I saw you, I could have a Black Panther t-shirt just to mock that whole story, but
okay,
it didn't come in time.
Now,
but it is the coolest Black Panther t-shirt
ever. Let's get real.
Okay, let's get real.
I want some answers.
Answers.
Okay?
This would be a segment answers. Called Let's Get Real with
Let's
Albert.
Get Real. I want
but
some
you can't
answers.
Say it like that. You got to say it. Let's Get Real with Al.
And then you preface it, I need answers. Okay.
All right. From who?
So, this is from a comic book, right? So he's been around. Everyone knows Black Panther.
Yep.
Why so late? Because they've been all, you know, I know there's
why
a
so
resurgence
late,
for to make a Black Panther movie.
But isn't
you think it was being
black.
Held back
of
because
course.
It was about a black nation?
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just...
No, there is the whole notion that nobody's going to go see a movie that's populated entirely with black people. Seriously. So that's
I've
exactly
seen every
Medea
time, movie.
Yeah, that's every time
a
Perry
black
movie.
Well, now,
movie.
But now that's true. Back in the day, that was not true.
Medea,
like back in the 70s,
Medea goes to camp.
Yeah,
Medea
right.
goes to jail.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, back in the 70s, they
never
did.
Oh,
that's
I think
Ernest.
It was, Medea meets Medea.
Medea, yeah. Medea. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Right. It's Ernest goes to camp, and Ernest goes
that's
to jail.
Right.
Sorry, hold on.
Ernest meets Medea, and
no,
she doesn't like him very much.
But back in the day,
we were talking about all the movies that she should
yeah, exactly.
Weekend at Medea's.
Weekend at Medea's, yeah, exactly.
Pink, what was it?
Medea and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Right, yeah, it's like Crocodile Medea.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But back to Medea's future.
Right.
Yeah.
Medea's and Medea's.
Yeah, Medea's day off.
Yeah.
But back in the 70s, they had movies that were all black, but they were super low budget, and you only saw
exploitation.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
But nobody would do a big budget like all black cast.
Yeah, back in the 70s, that's like, what, 40, 50 years ago?
Yeah, I'm just saying, right.
It still took a while.
It did. That's
so
what
I'm saying, you know.
But then they waited for February to release it.
Black History Month, exactly.
Black History Month.
There's a reason they're doing this.
No, but then why wouldn't they do it, like, let's say when Obama was president? I would think that would have been a perfect time to, that's 8 years.
Okay, so tell me why you think they held off. Because you must have some conspiracy theory running around.
No, I was just thinking that if this actually was a good movie and it's about
it
a good superhero, why wouldn't they do it? Like, because they're always redoing the same. You know, you get five Spider-Mans, you got seven Incredible Hulks.
Actually,
why not do a new one?
To me, you totally hit on it. At the end of the day, as a superhero, Black Panther's not all that great. I mean, he's Batman, essentially, for Marvel.
Okay.
I mean, he's like James Bond. You have Black Man, exactly. He's like a cross between Batman and James Bond. And he's really not all that spectacular. He's not like showy. He's not got an iron suit and all that. So he's okay. He's not as bad as Hawkeye, who has a bow and arrow and that's it. But, I mean, he's...
All right. Well,
I didn't take away that this is a black power movie.
I didn't either.
When I watched it, I just took away it's another superhero movie.
Exactly.
Did you feel empowered? No?
I just took away another superhero movie.
You watched Wonder Woman, right?
The movie? No, yeah. I've never seen it.
Oh. I can see why you don't feel empowered.
See,
I used to like Wonder Woman back in the day.
Yeah. Linda Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so let's go there. If we're talking empowerment movie versus empowerment movie,
we're making fun of people who say they get empowered.
Well, no, and I'm going to make fun
if
of that.
If someone gets empowered by a movie, that...
Oh, no, I agree. And I'm going to make fun of that right now, and that is Black Panther's way better than Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman is like, nah.
I think they're equally as good.
Really?
I can't say one
now
is
Now you
a
turn
better.
Into a sexist thing rather a race thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
It's not about
you
the sexist
one bad element and change it to another
I just did not really think Wonder Woman was that good. But I think that's more because it's a DC movie and they really don't know how to make movies. But
I liked it. But okay.
So is he part of DC or part of the Marvel
world? Oh, he's Marvel.
And is that Justice League or not Justice League?
Justice League is DC.
Okay. So we're not going to see Black Panther in
and
League
Wonder Woman
with
together?
Any other superhero.
No, you'll see
that's
with the Avengers.
Not like
you'll see with the Avengers.
He was in.
Oh, he'll be with the Avengers.
He was already in Captain America: Civil War. Oh, before he was? This movie, yeah.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
All right.
Did you easily forget the black dude in that movie?
Yeah. No, I never saw it because, you know, the Captain black America. You know, he really looks like Captain Puerto Rico, because when you look at his suit. And right now they need a superhero. Yeah, somebody give him some light and water.
Why you got to make fun of the Puerto Rican?
That's awesome.
I'm not. I'm saying I'm helping. I'm having, married, I'm empowering them. Yeah. I'm empowering them.
I just imagine, like, when this song plays, I imagine, like, the tornado hits, there's, like, down power lines, and people are just still doing the salsa.
Right, dancing on the streets.
Yeah, everything's a fucking mess. Right? People just doing the
merengue. Well, they're using the wind to blow their hair back.
Yeah. But let's talk a little bit about your dog, Al. Yeah.
Oh, I do have a dog.
What do you call him?
Negan.
Negan.
Yeah, he's a bastard, man.
Literally a
bastard? Literally, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, we don't know who his dad is. I think we call him Negan Tempe, you know, because we don't know.
Oh.
She's like Jon Snow. We call him Negan Desert.
Oh, okay.
Because he doesn't have a last name.
I mean, technically,
I guess. Balia doesn't know about anything. Game of Thrones. But, yeah.
So I take it then that he is literally a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, what's up with Negan?
Wow. People get dogs for a reason, right? Yeah. They get something out of it.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. What have you gotten out of your dog? Every time I come over, you're always fighting with him. You're yelling at him. Yeah. Maybe I miss all the cuddly stuff when he wakes you up when he's licking your face.
Yeah, he does. I mean, man, he's my road dog. He sits right there.
But you have
pointing
to
where Al. Where Ron's sitting.
Yeah, it's like I'm pointing to Ron's groin.
Yeah, right. He's pointing to my junk.
I'm pointing to Ron's junk, and that's pretty much where Negan is. All the time.
He's
a junk lapper, yeah. Junk
so you're telling me there are good moments with your dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Was this dog your choice? Like, you wanted him, or was it the kids?
Yeah, you know what? I kind of did. The kids, they've been begging me for a long time, but they're a good guard dog, because, you know, we go out of town a lot.
You're not going to take your dog with you?
No, fuck no. He don't deserve no vacation. What's he doing? What the hell? What does he need a vacation from? He is a vacation.
Well, because why do people have, like, dog babysitters or dog sitters?
Now, man, look. I got a functional dog. They wanted to get some little lap dog that wasn't going to do shit. No, I got a dog that's a guard dog so that he can protect his house. So when I'm not here, you know. We had a couple bikes stolen, you know, because this is
the ghetto. Most of the time, he's outside right now.
We're in the ghetto.
He's outside.
He protects the outside. That's his throne.
Yeah, that's his thing.
How old is he?
He's 5 months, so he's still a puppy. That's why he still has his nuts. So we're gonna chop those off, and you know,
he'll be all barking. But talk about that, because you said you have to chop them off, and you have to take some time off.
It takes like a week.
To me, it just seems like so much trouble. You have to buy food. You have to pay for this.
Let's chop your nuts off and
I'm
throw
saying,
you outside.
I'm saying, look, if you're going to own a dog, you got to do a lot of stuff for it. What I'm saying is don't own a dog so that you can have free time. I wouldn't get a dog because I don't want to use my time, money, energy for a dog. Because I don't see anything, I don't see anything that returns to me.
Have you seen John Wick?
That's time that he can spend editing the podcast.
Yeah, he can be editing the podcast. This is why he shows up.
This is why
he shows up on Saturday at 5 a.m.
Melia should own a dog. She, you know, lives by herself, single, I was going to say white female, but single Mexican woman.
No, I got ADT, I got cameras.
See, that makes sense. Because you don't have to walk that, you don't have to neuter cameras, you don't have to feed them, you don't have to, put them in cages or whatever. I've never seen the benefits.
This breed of, okay, so you want me to take a picture when he bites the shit out of a dude that comes into the house that shouldn't be in the house. And then I can be like, Gil, he finally is earning his keep. You know what? He does chase all the cats because we have a lot of feral cats.
Okay, now you're talking.
Now I got your ear.
Yeah.
Not one cat
comes over here.
Now, podcast land, there was a time where I used to catch the cats and take them by Gil's house, and he would do the same. He would catch all the damn cats and bring them over here. So it was an ongoing war between me and Gil.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of feral cats. They used to come in, jump in, drink some water.
Now they know Negan's up in the
hood. Now they know Negan's up in the hood. And so he chases them out. You know, if someone, like I say, comes in and tries to steal a bike, you know, he'll bite their ass.
Although now that he tells this story, I kind of want to get a dog now, too, and name that dog Omar so that all the cats in the neighborhood are going like, oh, shit, here comes Omar.
Here comes Omar.
Do you have a cat problem, too?
Oh, yeah.
Tempe. Tempe's
you know why?
I don't think I've ever seen them.
Yeah, so the city of Tempe sent a letter.
In my neighborhood.
So basically what's going on is you got these parks right here. You've got, what's the one on Kyrene?
Yeah,
I have a park.
This huge one.
So, well, what's going on is I guess a lot of people, when they want to ditch their cat,
they'll
dump them in the park thinking, oh, well, you know, they'll find a home.
Well, Bentley, if it makes you feel better, next time I catch one, I'll drop them off in your neighborhood. I'll bypass Gil's neighborhood. I'll bypass Ron's neighborhood. Right. I'll gladly take him with Chandler.
We can talk him into going there.
That cat's going to go right back to Tempe.
I caught one time, and it was like the meanest black cat. And he started telling everyone.
Oh, you say, was it a Black Panther?
He was a Black Panther, and he was screaming, and I was so scared that the neighbors were going I felt like I was doing something illegal. And the cat was screaming, so I took him to the alley. That I took my truck around to the alley. I threw him in the thing, and I went to South Phoenix over there on Baseline, and I let him out. And that cat was screaming.
How do you guys even catch these cats?
We have a cat cage.
Yeah.
Do I get it?
It's in the shed for whoever needs it. It's the community cat catcher.
It catches cats,
raccoons,
but then what
small
do you do
people.
With it? I mean, the door closes, and then you have to...
But what do you do? Take the cat to the pound?
That's what he said. They transport it to each other.
So, Bella, what was your friend's name again that came last time?
Stephanie?
From her back home. Yeah.
Stephanie.
Yeah, so if she ever has a change of heart and wants to capture that little guy that she didn't want, she can catch him. Put out the thing.
She would need some bait. What would be the bait?
What would be the bait for
phone
that
number.
Guy?
Her phone number.
In the cage.
In the cage.
Even in the cage. She's
look at that number.
Like, oh, well, I knew she liked it.
Hello.
oh, hello there.
How do I get that number?
So then, oh, she has a change of heart.
Is how little people talk?
That's the only voice I have. Yeah, I'm in a cage. How did I get in here?
There's a phone number. Don't fail me now. So he's starting to earn his keep now because, you know, he's territorial now. He goes out there and he barks and people know.
He's territorial, don't right? He's always around. Trying to bite my balls.
Yeah, he's trying to hump Gil's
right.
Territory. Yeah, he's trying to show dominance to your leg, man.
I'm with Gil. I don't know if I see any return on that investment, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, the minute that he bites an intruder, I'm going to take a picture of it, and I'm going to send it to you guys. So look what Negan did. All
right.
You know what? Have you guys seen the new meme that's out there?
Which one?
Which one? Yeah, exactly.
I know.
the new meme.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The new one. This actually.
Label new meme.
Yeah, right. There should be a site called newmeme.com.
Right.
But
there probably is.
But the
you know how people say new year, new me? It should be called new year, new meme.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, I like it.
Hashtag meme too.
So in the NBA, do you guys know what a crossover is?
Is it when
in the NBA?
When
like
you're
in basketball?
On one side of the court and you cross over and shoot?
No.
Is it like when the basketball players change their clothes and then they look like baseball players?
No.
Cross-dressing?
Oh. Very close.
Close.
Very close.
Okay.
No.
Does it have to do with the Harlem Globetrotters?
No.
Oh, shit.
They don't want to go into their bathroom.
Is it the way like when they're bouncing the ball, like the way they dribble?
The way they dribble, yeah. So, I mean, I just put in Harden. I probably could even put in Hart, and this came up. So, Harden crosses the ball with one hand. And the guy who's guarding him thinks he's going to go that way. Mm-hmm. And then they switch his hands, and then they go the other way. That's called a crossover. Like, you cross them over. And if you do a very fast and you're good at it, the dude could stumble and fall down.
Okay.
And this has happened.
Is it why because the guy guarding? Is it why because the inertia of going one way and then you try to go the other way?
Yeah, you're going one way, then you're like, oh shit, I got to go the other way, and you kind of fall back.
Oh, okay. So that's pretty embarrassing.
So and then the person shoots like a wide open shot while the guy's on the floor. So this has happened a few times in the NBA, but never this bad.
This was the worst one.
just watch it. I want you guys to just watch this, and it's funny because you guys haven't seen it.
Is the guy that takes the header a dick in real life?
Hold on.
Because if so, then
I don't
I'm
even
okay
know which one to play. Let's play this one.
What teams are these?
Hold on.
It's got to be the Bulls.
No, it's the Rockets. It's James Harden. He's on the Rockets.
Oh,
it's the Staples Center.
They're playing the Clippers, and the guy that's guarding him is called Wesley Johnson. He's on the Clippers, and James Harden's on the Rockets. And James Harden is really good. He's averaging close to 30 points. And he could be the MVP this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, here he is.
Harden one-on-one here. Yeah, James doubling up the Clippers. Clean up on aisle three. Clean up on aisle three. Someone call someone because there's a clean up on aisle three as a man is down.
How does it look from
like he
from
just sits
angle?
There.
Oh,
and he just looks at him.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that's aww. Not good. That is just not good. Here it is from up top. Ouch.
That wasn't so much a crossover as he nudged him too.
Well, yeah, he hits him. He did nudge him, but
and James Harden's not a small dude.
That is the worst crossover. Because the guy falls down.
So he did it so fast that I really didn't see what he really did. So he must have done it so fast.
Let me play one.
He looked a little dazed.
What? One on one here. Yeah, James doubling up the Clippers. Clean up on aisle three.
It looked like he just stopped.
Clean up on aisle three. Someone call someone because there's a clean up on aisle three as a man is down.
How does it look from court angle?
He did it this way and went around back, right?
No, he just put it in front of the bottom.
But look at the dude's feet. He totally tangles his feet.
He tangles his feet. He's down on the ground. Look at Harden. He's just looking at him.
Yeah.
And then he fumbles with the ball like he has all day out there.
Yeah.
And then he shoots the ball. Like, where's his teammates coming out giving him some help?
Well, and I'll tell you what makes it worse is the dude. Clean up an aisle three.
Oh, yeah.
Clean up an aisle three. Yeah.
He made it even worse.
He did.
That's
he did.
This is the worst crossover.
And that's the worst crossover, and that guy should be like the worst instigator. Like the best instigator ever. Because he instigated that. Clean up on aisle three. Yeah. Like, remember in school when someone did someone or something, and you always had that one guy instigating?
That is just not good.
Right.
Yeah. He's a hype man. Right. It's the one guy that can't fight. He's just going to talk shit.
Count it.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's good.
But
he's a famous dude because you always see his face.
James Harden with the beard. Yeah, they call him the beard because he has a big old beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. T called and wants his beard back.
So there's a whole bunch of memes. They got the dude Wesley. First of all, his name is Wesley Johnson, the guy who fell down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They if you looked at his Wikipedia page the next day, they make it seem like he died on this day. Like he died on what March 28th.
Like his career just.
His career did, yeah.
If each player had a stock value,
yeah.
Like right. NASDAQ would have just went.
Well, they probably
this
do.
Is going to be forever
known.
I mean, when people look at worse like plays.
He has to do something like outrageous. Like he just has to go to another NBA and just slap him. You know what I'm saying? Just so they can say, okay, he's not the dude that did this, clean up on aisle three. This is the dude that just slapped the shit out of a coach.
Yeah. It's like, who was it? Mark Sanchez?
You got to clean it up with something even crazier.
Right.
It's like Mark Sanchez, right? The butt tackle from the NFL.
Oh, right. The butt tackle.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he'll never live it down.
Well, at least people know him now. I mean, I didn't know who Wesley Johnson
was. Yeah. Now I do.
No publicity is bad publicity.
It's like the punk dude with no equilibrium.
Right.
He's got no kind of equilibrium.
Another meme that I saw is that while he's on the ground, he's like kind of like on his arms and his
leg. What was the meme associated with this?
He's on a the one. I mean, there's a whole bunch, but the one I saw is that he's on a what is that game where you have to
Twister?
Like, Twister, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, like
they put a Twister board underneath him.
That's what it looks like. When it goes down.
It does make sense now because now that they're pointing at his ankle, there was something on my timeline, but I just ignored it because I didn't. Know what it was about.
Yeah.
And it was a dude that was doing a play-by-play on his ankle. And then the guy goes, oh, man, you know, he's talking about his ankle. And I'm guessing that's what that
was. They always say, you know, he's breaking ankles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
I thought that was just so funny.
That is funny.
There was something else. So we got the Renaissance Festival tomorrow.
Yep.
What's the everybody's in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody here. And Palermo. So why you guys dressing up in any way?
I might wear my Robin Hood hat and maybe a Game of Thrones shirt. Maybe. I don't know, because if you're going to wear it. He wanted to call in.
Okay, should we get him in?
Is that what we're supposed to do? We're supposed to dress up?
Well, if you want.
I mean, I can wear the only hat I have is I've got a fedora.
Hey, E-Steve?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
What up?
Hey, you guys still podcasting?
No, you hit it. You hit it right in.
Yeah, we're podcasting. What's
right
up,
now,
man?
Right now.
Nice.
But not right now. Oh, you guys are on pause?
No.
No.
We're pausing because we're saying what's up, E-Steve. Yes.
You're going to make it in?
Depends on who's editing, I guess.
Here we go. Hello? Hey, is this a podcast?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah, so you've been waiting for 20 minutes. What's up? E-Steve.
Did someone screen this? I make sure that it's E-Steve. Is that going to be Baba Booey or
something? Right. Are you going to Baba Booey?
I hope someone screened this call and make sure it's E-Steve.
Hey, E-Steve, did you hear the last podcast?
I did, and that's why I was calling.
Awesome.
I was actually calling. I was going to call the week before or something. What was it? I called and I was like, oh, I'm going to call you guys. I got a bone to pick.
Oh, that was when Gil did.
That was like a couple weeks ago. So.
Oh, yeah. What's
so
that bone?
The deal was, I was like, what the fuck? When are we going to get a podcast going over here? Like, I was every week, I'm like, nothing. Next week, nothing. I feel like that's what people do to people when they get them addicted to shit and then they rip it away from them. I'm like, what am I gonna have to start paying for memberships?
we changed to a paid subscription model.
That's right.
You live in Tucson, so what else do you got over there other than
podcasts?
A crappy podcast from Phoenix.
Yes, basically. Gila Monsters and Javelinas, that's about it.
And Chupacabras.
Oh, they have super heroes.
La Llorona.
La Llorona.
La Llorona.
Okay. La Catrine? Or El Catrine?
Yeah, I was getting all mad, and I was going to be like, damn. And then the last one popped up.
Oh,
like, it was
like
shit.
And I was like,
did you hear refresh?
Like, this is all right. This is okay. My fury was quenched.
And what did you think of it? You know, I had zero to do with it. I didn't edit it. I didn't host it. I wasn't on it. I didn't know about it. They didn't tell me about it.
I know,
they kept it a secret from me.
And it was up on a Monday.
And it
was up on Monday.
Yeah. Oh, so somebody noticed.
Okay, so somebody refreshed on Monday.
That's good.
I didn't even refresh because I figured I didn't do a podcast, so there's no podcast.
Yeah.
So, but
I thought it was great. You know, I thought it was a good cast. You know, for some reason, I always thought it was Red. Red was always really funny. She had stuff to say, but I think this time it kind of sounded like she was deferring to Belia a little bit because, you know, Belia had a definite story to tell. So she wasn't jumping on her toes or anything like that. So it was mostly Belia, but it was a good podcast. And then it wasn't too long. There were no awkward pauses.
Okay, stop.
I thought it was.
I know. I know you're doing that just to mess with me.
Now Gil's got a bone to pick with you, E-Steve.
Yeah, that's right.
There were some sound bites going on, man. I was like hitting everything. I was checking it up. I was going to yell podcast bingo a little bit.
Okay, that's enough.
He's like, we got another caller. We got to go.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. I think you're cutting in and out. You're cutting in and out.
I felt inspired. I was like, I'm gonna try my hand at editing one of these shows. But then I was like, now I'm talking crazy.
What else is up, E-Steve? You want to give us, an update from Tucson?
Yeah. What's the weather like?
What's the weather and traffic like?
There's really not a whole lot going on. There was the Gem and Minder show going on a couple weeks back, but that's all done with. And then, of course, it was like, oh, maybe we'll go this weekend, but it's done. It was already finished. And then this weekend, we've got the annual 4th Avenue Street Fair. Come on out. Bring the kids. Plenty of booths, food, snacks.
I love it.
And local vendors.
Bring the kids.
Yeah.
There's
plenty
of booths.
Bring the kids.
Yeah, bring the
kids. Bring your guns and kids. Yeah. There's something for everybody.
Yeah.
Other than that, just being real busy with the kids. You know, they suck up every weekend all the time. And I don't want to leave Amanda here by herself. Carting the kids around, so I've been.
Maybe you should get a dog. Saying,
one of those herding dogs. Though. No.
Yeah.
Gotta watch the kids.
Oh. Watch the kids.
Yeah, right. Hey, I always like your point of view on political topics. So I'm gonna run one by you. Do you mind?
Okay.
All right. So a lot of things. Big thing in the news this week is this labor dues. Labor dues for public unions. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
There's a big court case in the Supreme Court around public unions. So these are public employees, government employees, unions.
Okay.
And the fact that now it's always been like this, that if you get one of those jobs,
you have to be in that union.
You're automatically in the union, therefore some of your money from your check pays into the union,
right?
It's automatic.
That's all unions, though.
You have no choice.
That is.
And there's a court right now that says Why is that automatic? There's people in the union who want to negotiate themselves, who don't want the union to negotiate with them. They don't like that the union gives money to the Democrats almost always, and they don't want to automatically pay money out of their check for the union. And so the court right now, it's in the Supreme Court.
Oh, okay.
They'll get a decision soon, and then if they say that you don't have to automatically, you have to check a box to say I want some of my money to go to the union, and therefore I'm in the union. Then you have the option of being out of the union,
right?
And that may reduce the union power.
But if you're out of the union, then you shouldn't have any of its representation.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely.
And you shouldn't have the wages because that union got you that wage.
Wait, so are they going to be able? Are these people who opt out? Are they going to be able to afford the same amenities that the union provides for the union guys?
They shouldn't be.
They want to negotiate themselves. So they want to go into whenever there's a pay increase and do it themselves.
It's because at the end of the day, unions are an outmoded concept now, and they're starting to phase out. This is just like a stepping stone.
Unless these are like union office jobs, I don't think it's going to work. Because I don't know if you guys remember during the summer of the diesel weed when I was a union member, Local 1011, United Steelworkers of America, where I paid my union dues, and everyone was a union member, and no one ever talked shit about the union because you get beat up.
They get rolled up.
Right.
Yeah, they get beat up, or like, what are you going to do? Like a scab? You couldn't cross the picket line.
Yeah, and that wasn't a public union. That was
private. But
it works the same way, though. You know,
it's the
21st century. You don't need unions anymore, technically. Well, not even technically. Practically, you really just don't need them for anything.
So you're saying, the reason why they're saying that they don't want to automatically have money taken out is that they never said yes to this.
Correct. Yeah.
They never came to them and said, "Do you want to be in a union?"
Yeah.
Everybody has to be in a union.
But
so why is that?
If you're taking that position, you know that comes with
that is true.
I mean,
that is true.
They're doing it on free speech grounds.
I don't know if public unions are different.
Yeah, I don't know how public unions work either. I worked for one. Is it UAW that does trucking?
Yeah.
So I work. I had a summer job.
That's auto workers.
I had a summer job for roadway. Well, no, I had a summer job for Roadway, and they were a union back in Illinois back in the day. And I worked the entire summer.
You were a trucker?
No, I loaded trucks. And, yeah, I wish. It was like smoking the bandit, only I was in the truck instead of the Trans Am. And we were running beer across state lines from Indiana to Illinois.
There you go.
So I probably ran into you guys at some point.
You had a handlebar mustache?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So anyway,
Did you pick up...
Was your handle rubber ducky or something like that?
Sally Fields? Yeah, exactly. Rubber ducky. That's exactly it. So I had this job, and basically they made me pay union dues the entire summer. And they said, "Oh yeah, so what's going to happen is when you get to a certain point, your wage will go up hugely because you'll be a member of the union." Yeah. So what do you suppose happens when I get to that point? They lay me off.
Oh shit!
No. It was a scam.
Damn,
that was a scam.
I mean, seriously, it was. But I got paid. I mean, I got money during the summer.
Yeah, but
so.
You know what though? But that union though has given you the ability to pay the earnings that you were making, even if it was short lived.
Well, no,
because before, people that would do those jobs were probably at some point making like half.
No, but that's the no. I was making exactly what they were making. What was going on is I was getting paid twice, but half of it went to a union due.
Okay, so if I understand this correctly, go ahead, Belia.
No, I'm going to talk about something totally different that he just brought up. Did you hear that in Indiana this Sunday you can buy alcohol on?
Yeah, they passed that
on Sunday.
Yeah,
really?
Uh-huh, finally, it just reminded me of talking about passing
alcohol.
Makes
you want to move back.
Yeah. You know how these liquor stores are going to be full.
I remember there was a friend that I knew that had to go to State Line. To go get beer.
He never came back. I lived down the street.
He never came back with the beer. We're like all pissed off, and the dude got locked up.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
No, yeah.
No, that really happened. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's a friend of mine.
I thought you meant he crossed state lines.
No, he crossed the state line to go get his beer, happened to get caught by the cops, and went to jail.
Now, I thought it was more like he saw paradise where I could drink on Sundays and just never came home.
Oh.
Yeah. It's going to be the first time since Prohibition.
Wow.
Yeah. And
well, I'm going to have to let you guys figure this one out, and I'll listen to your answers on the podcast because I got to...
Oh, you got a jet?
I'm coming back. Yeah, I got a jet. I got stuff to do.
You got a dip?
You got a belly dip?
So we're a frumpy white guy right now.
Right.
And you're
right.
Reversing.
Should we stand up straighter?
At any red lights. Yep.
I told you guys we shouldn't have wore cargo pants today.
E. Steve is not stopping in any red lights. He's running every stop sign.
Yeah.
He said, right. I ain't staying around with this frumpy ass dude. I like how Belly can call him frumpy.
And then,
you're going to like this because I was at work the other day and I looked in the mirror because she kept saying, the dude's bottom of his pants were all bunched up.
Oh, yeah.
So I went and I looked in the mirror like, and see if my pants were all like bunched up.
Right, right.
And luckily they weren't. They were like normal. Like those pants were pretty.
My pants are always bunched up like that, but I figured that's cool. Everyone knows I'm short.
The difference is when I was listening to that, Bella kept saying the aunt said he was 5'10", but he's really 5'2". I was like, those pants were 5'10". He was 5'2". He was wearing 5'10" pants.
My favorite one, and
I bet you his aunt bought him those pants.
I'm like, the funny thing, my takeaway from the whole thing was, I'm like, damn, Bella, you dipped. What are you going to tell the ad? He goes, fuck the ad. I don't know the ad explanation. She owes me an explanation.
She should answer my question.
Right. She should be worried.
She's got some explaining to do.
In Soviet Russia.
In Soviet Russia.
Right. Soviet Russia, pants roll you up.
That's right.
Pants wear you.
Yeah. All right, E. Steve, you got to go?
All right, man.
All right, brother. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Hey, we're gonna see each other at the Renaissance tomorrow, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, you should.
I'm working the turkey booth.
You should try to, see when you can come back up. You know, at some point soon.
Sooner than later. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna see you in that tri-corner hat with the
flamethrowers. You're gonna be on stage,
yeah. Right?
He's throwing the knives.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Later, guys.
All right, later, Steve.
See you, man.
All right, bye.
You know, speaking of the Renaissance Fair, so you know, there's a guy. It's like a comedy duo, and I think they're like Mexican dudes. It's like a Cheech and Chong kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we've seen it. I think.
Is this the dead guy?
No, it's a guy. It's like a shorter Mexican dude and a taller Mexican dude.
They're more in Aztec.
They're at the wrong fair.
See, because they didn't pay the union dues, unions didn't take them to the right fair.
We're like Cinco de Mayo. Yeah.
They thought they were auditioning for you guys' Mexican superhero movie.
I guess they're in Renaissance mode or whatever, but. Anyway, every time I go there with Annette for the last few years, she said that the one dude looks just like Al.
Oh, really?
Maybe it is Al. Oh,
I don't know.
Hey, have you ever seen Al and this dude together?
I have not.
Oh,
tomorrow? If you don't see us together.
Al's gonna come on missing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then once he leaves, I'm going to come with a turkey leg. Oh, guys, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I was in the bathroom. I got turkey leg.
Yeah, you
got
to try this turkey leg.
Long line.
Right? I was going to show back up with a pair of glasses on. Hey, what's going on?
Right. With the bad posture.
But then I can't keep up. And then all of a sudden, dude, like I have my regular shirt, but I still got the dude's like goofy Aladdin shoes.
This is how it always happens in the sitcom.
It's like Miss Doubtfire. Like all of a sudden I come in like, wow, wait a minute.
I'm missing a booty's company.
No, like, the Brady Bunch, where he's got two dates.
Yeah, right.
I tried to keep up with both.
That was Halloween.
That was every other Three's Company, is that he had two dates, but one with Lana or one with some hot girl.
What movie was it where they were like, the dude was trying to do that, and then like the guy's like sidekick friend said, look, it's never been done. You can't do it. He goes, well, it's never been done because we always try to think of it ourselves. But if we combine our strength, then we
Was it Seinfeld?
Okay, I thought it was a movie.
That's right, yeah.
It was like collectively,
we could be
out.
A really great guy.
We could be one collectively, we could be a really great guy.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You know that you bring that up, I started thinking, you know that Seinfeld episode where Jerry says, or was it Jerry, or what's the other, his?
George,
where he thinks that maybe he's just too picky. I think that's the man hand one. Maybe he's just like, I think, remember, where he's like, oh, he's single, cause, and then like somebody said that he's too picky, and yeah. he starts noticing. And I was yeah. like, well, maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just too picky. I mean, maybe Frumpy Dude was okay, yeah. and I'm just too picky.
Well, no. You yeah. got to draw the line in Frumpy. That's where you draw the line.
Maybe he had a great heart.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe, like, you know, if you would have went into his tax records, you would have right. seen, like, all these donations to, like, blind kids and right. helping kids in Africa.
Because yeah. I'm imagining, like a Zach Galifianakis is waiting out there. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of. You know who that is?
No.
He's a guy in Hangover. He was
the big dude.
The big guy with the beard.
Yeah.
Only without the beard.
No, because you said he had a beard.
No, what I'm saying is I imagined him just like that without the beard. Like, he wasn't even cool enough to have a beard.
I don't even remember. I mean, that picture, he didn't have a beard, but I don't remember.
Was he all suave looking in that picture?
It was just a face shot.
It was one of those, like, pictures by Kate. Yeah, right, with some glamour shots.
All like, yeah, little, like,
Did he have like a class ring and it either and looked to the side?
Was his classmates all around him in separate boxes? Yeah.
Was he looking at a 45-degree angle, like north by northwest? Like, staring right at him, he's looking at north by northwest with his hand and his fist right under his chin.
Right. That's funny.
Let me tell you what I did this week, though.
Real quick, we got 2 minutes.
Okay, I decided to invest in myself. And
Wait. What does that mean? Talk about.
Was this Union? Union dues?
Yeah, you're right. You took the money that you saved from Union dues.
That's right.
And you invested
it back in yourself.
And I
can you say that one more time? That you invested in yourself?
I decided to invest in myself.
Okay.
And I joined this gym.
Okay.
Village.
A village.
It's called Village. The Village.
Okay.
The
Village.
Have you heard of it?
Inn? I think they make pies.
I know what you're saying.
Are you talking about the Village Inn?
Have you heard? No, I know what you're saying, but
I feel like this is a M. Night Shyamalan movie.
No, it's village. Called The Village.
The Village, right.
Yeah. This was twist.
And it is like the elite country club gym. Yeah.
Okay. So did they? Right. What was like when you walked in? What was the music that was playing?
No, I mean people.
Yeah. What did they bring you into the carriage?
Right.
Did someone announce you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Belia.
Belia, the first of her name.
The first of her name. Present you. Only of her name.
Via East Chicago.
And then everybody raises their glass and they all go, Belia.
Yeah. Everyone's doing one of these.
Oh. Yeah. Right. Okay, go ahead.
So,
and I'm assuming you did like something wrong and then like something, like everything stopped.
No, like, it is just a really hoity-toity gym.
It's up on the hoity, up
country
the
club.
Yeah.
/ okay, let me just tell you, like, the lowest membership is a $900 enrollment fee.
Holy moly. And why did you choose this?
Oh my.
I mean, it has a lot of amenities.
It does sound holy.
I didn't realize Belly was swimming in ducats, man. I didn't know that.
I got it. No, I didn't pay that. I didn't pay that. I got it discounted.
How?
I won't even tell you. I mean, you know, because, like, you know, I work for Dignity or, you know, all that other stuff. Okay. There's all these things. So, but I mean, how much discount can you get from a $900 enrollment fee?
Do they have chandeliers in the gym?
Right? Like, they have a private masseuse. They have,
it's not called a gym. It's called a court.
A court.
Yeah. Yes. So, like, the lady that was showing me around, and then she was like, I just want to tell you, this is the Mercedes of any gyms.
This
is, like, the Mercedes of any gyms. This is not just a gym. It's a country. It's a club. Mm-hmm. They have, like, they host, like, these happy hours, these social events. They have, like, you know, tennis lessons.
Wow, too cool for school.
Yeah.
But you definitely didn't tell them your last name was Mendez, because they would have been like, right. whoa.
But listen, once she told me the fees, I was obviously a little, since she gave me like a week pass or whatever, she told me the fees and I was obviously hesitant. I'm like, okay, because that's just the enrollment fee and then you're talking monthly fees. A lot.
Hold on. Okay, no, go ahead. I'll hold my content.
I feel like one of us has to step in as her brother, boyfriend, husband, whatever name, to say, stop this madness now.
Yeah.
We have to take control of her money now.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously I was hesitant. You know, when she told me, I was like, whoa. You know, so I took advantage of, you know, the,
I just thought of something,
the trial membership that she gave me.
A trial membership.
They gave me a trial membership.
To see how you're gonna do. How if they accept you?
Right, they're actually testing.
Accepting them.
Right. But it's more than just a club. I mean, it's more than just a gym. There's salon services. You can go in there and get all your salon services
for free or reduced.
Well,
rates,
I mean, you get a service. You know, every month you can get one service, and they have like a whole salon, like, you know, hair, nails, facials.
Okay,
massage.
You go in there frumpy. You come out.
Yeah.
What if the guy that you did was in there working out because you called
him
frumpy.
He joined in, all of a sudden he's like Brad Pitt. Like in 2 days you become
he's
Brad
like
Pitt.
Working out at this highfalutin Heidi hoity-toity.
I might give him another chance.
He's like working out hardcore, running around.
Yeah. Right. So if they give you a week pass and you're like, okay, I got 1 week to find a rich ass dude, a
and
sugar daddy.
I mean, you got women in there. You got women walk in with their
Women are in there? Okay.
You got women walking in with their Chanel bags and their Lululemon gear and like all
that's
this stuff.
She all of a sudden downshifted to a foreign language that I don't understand.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and their hoity-toity gear.
Okay.
But anyway, as soon as you walk in, as soon as you park outside, it's nothing but like BMWs, Lexus, all these cars.
Yeah.
So
and it shows up in an Uber.
And you can valet your car, which is like, okay, who valets their car when you go into a gym? But anyway, so I tried it out, and then I just kind of like, I'm not going to do it or whatever. It's too much money. It's stupid. But then the lady was like, oh, so did you like it? You know, whoever the chick, she's like, did you like it? Are you ready to join? And I said, you know what? Honestly, that price is just a little too steep for me. And then she was like, well, what can you afford to pay? So like I downshifted a lot.
Like Anthony, Cracking Anthony, which I'll talk about another time.
Her response was, well, you can't put a price on good health. And once you're ready to invest in yourself, give me a call back. That's why I started off with saying that I invested in myself. So I'm a member. I'll see how it goes. I'll try it out for a couple of months. And, you know, I mean,
so,
who knows?
So let me see. If we don't hear from you back on the podcast,
right?
That means you're... You look down on us now that we're not hoity-toity.
You know, that's why
we're no longer plan B. Like, not we're down like the chain of command. We're like plan F.
I say we're down in like
we're downgraded.
We're like in the O and P area.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but I've been drinking my wine with my pinky up. So
it's like plan A. Cabo. Plan B, Aspen. You know, plan D. You know, Hollywood Hills. You know, we're
Plan D,
back.
You know, podcast is Game of Thrones.
Yeah, right.
And I thought about you because you were talking about how, like, you had this trial period for Annette in this gym, and how much it cost and all that. I'm like,
I like when we were talking about like the negotiation skills, how they went high and you went super low.
I went super low.
We used to know this one crackhead.
Did you start off with your deals saying, "Look at here, look at here"?
So the crackhead Anthony would always have cool stuff. One time he had like a clock that had like Michael Jordan, and Gil was like, "I want that." So he goes, "Hey, come here." So Crackhead Anthony goes, he goes, and Gil goes, "How much you want for it?" "Oh, man, look here. Give me $100. And Gil goes, "Nah, man, that's not worth $100. Okay, give me $5. Like, his negotiation skills were horrible. He'd go so high, and all he had to do was just say no, and then boom.
Yeah, nice. He didn't want to lose that sale.
A 95% reduction.
Yeah. All right, well...
So you didn't have anything to say about my gym that I joined?
Yeah.
No. Well, tell me where is it actually?
It's in Chandler. There's one in Chandler, and then there's one in Scottsdale.
Oh, okay. And you can go to either one.
Are these weights like in gold? Like you're lifting
gold? Right. Gold bars. Yeah.
Right.
You know.
You know, it's more like you can go there and just kind of like you don't even have to work. It's that you can just go there and chill. I mean, they have like these spas and they have wine there. I mean,
it's a social gathering.
It is.
Okay. I imagine her working out with this music playing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, you know, it doesn't cost anything.
You're
to
on the treadmill.
If I want to stop it, so.
There's Bella. There she goes.
Yeah,
she is.
Go, Bella. Yeah.
I just feel like there's just going to be like some.
There
I
she
feel
is.
Like there's going to be some
that's
baron that's going to like start talking to Bella and take her like, to like Italy. And all of a sudden, like, we find Bella like in Shanghai to like. In a steamship. All of a sudden, she's going arg, matey. Like, what the fuck happened to Spalia?
Right. Did you work out there at least once?
Yeah, no, I've been there. I just signed up like 2 days ago, but I went through my whole trial period. Yeah.
Okay.
So then what was the final then cost to join?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Can we guess? We kind of do.
Can we guess?
And, you know, honestly, the enrollment doesn't bother me as much as monthly fee, because the enrollment, you pay it one time, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, let's can we guess the monthly fee?
Okay.
Okay, so you're saying the monthly fee gives you one free service, mm-hmm. right? Okay.
It gives you a free salon service, yeah.
Okay, that's got to be at least
carry the one.
That's
I'm going to go monthly, hoity-toity.
150.
I'm going 225.
I'm going 150. I was going to go 325.
Okay, I'm saying 150.
I was going to go 225.
Who's closer?
Gil's probably closer.
275.
I'm going to leave it at that. Gil's closer.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Okay.
Fair enough.
You are aware that a lot of people pay that as a car payment.
I know.
You
I
go
know.
There to run on
now,
a treadmill.
Now, you realize that I joined Planet
your
Fitness.
Nails done.
And it's $10 a month.
And you, how often do you go out?
Well, you know, I just started. I just joined.
Oh,
did
you,
and did I kind of joined because I felt like
I want to go.
Well, look, I you know what, and it's it was because of Belia, because I felt like I got
look,
knocked.
You felt
frumpy. No, because she goes,
you don't want to
oh,
get
you got a Planet Fitness T-shirt, really?
Oh,
I was like, oh damn! Okay.
Well, what did you say? Hold on, what?
He was wearing a Planet. Where was it last week?
Well, yeah, no, like I think it was.
Oh, when you came over for Super Bowl,
yeah.
So you had a Planet,
but that's but it was an old shirt when I used to remember when I had the a couple years ago.
I'm sorry.
So it's an old shirt. So the old shirt shrunk. You know, it's got 2 years of shrinkage. So
right.
You know, it fits a little. You know, and then he goes, "Oh, you go to Planet Fitness?" I was like. Well, not right now. I used to.
Can you tell?
Maybe in the future or something. Maybe I need to start going.
That's the only reason why I work out is that maybe 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I always did a little here and there, but now I work out a lot because 5 or 6 years ago, we were someplace, Annette and I, and some dudes were walking by. This dude in particular, and he had a tight T-shirt or a little bit more tight than what it should be, and
all taut.
It was taut
and taut. And Annette goes, "That dude over there's got bitch tits."
What does that mean?
Wow, not just tits.
No, bitch. Bitch
what
tits.
Does that mean?
Oh, I know exactly what
boobs.
You're talking about.
Every
boobs.
Time he walked, they flopped. Oh. You know, I don't know.
But why would someone else be made fun of? Have
Oh, because
don't be
I don't want to have bitch
right.
Yeah. Just like what you're saying. I don't know if that's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, that's exactly kind of like what
I
saying.
I never want to have bitch tits.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
And just the sound of bitch tits. A dude having bitch tits.
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you, I feel so much better now because I felt like I was throwing money out the door for paying $275 a year to shoot a gun inside. I can go outside and shoot it for free.
Yeah.
But I got a range right up by work. And I was like, man, $275 a year is stupid when I can drive out in the desert and do it for free.
Well that's a
well, now
year.
I feel so much
that's
better not, about it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm saying, I feel great.
Well, you can't put a price on fitness.
Do they have
apparently.
A gun range at this fitness place?
Well, where I go, you can. It's $10 a month.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure
and Al's Place has everything you really need. I mean, sure, they won't do your nails, your hair.
Yeah, yeah. And then, they're not going to do my hair.
But they have a freaking elliptical and a treadmill and weights.
There
and
you
that's
go.
Really all you need.
Yeah.
And they have more than that. One day I went in there with you, but anyway.
I mean, look at some of these dudes that come out of prison all yoked out. They can do that for free.
You just need a 2-year prison sentence. You'll be all yoked.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, whatever. It's just a trial. We'll see what happens.
No, right. That's good. Yeah, you can't. You can't put a price on it.
Okay, hey, so you know that the Oscars are coming up, and I don't want to talk about them now.
Okay.
Should we talk about them afterwards, or should we talk about them now?
I mean, does this mean another podcast from Gil? I don't know what you're
Are we
going
to watch
Gil?
The Oscars this weekend?
Implying?
That was going to be my question to you, actually. Are we going to watch the Oscars this weekend, or you want to go to the movie?
This weekend?
It's
Sunday.
Yeah.
What, Sunday?
It's Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. Oh. But okay. All I'm saying is that...
What's up? Okay, well, what's up? What's up for Oscars now? What movies? Do you know? Off the top of your head?
Actually, I do.
There's the Billboards in Missouri one.
Hold on.
There's the Guillermo del Toro.
I mean, I have it. I have actually a list of the
Black Panther
movies.
Is that right?
Lady Bird. Have you guys seen that?
Have not.
Phantom Thread.
Yeah.
Nope.
Have you seen it?
It's terribly boring.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
How'd you see it?
I downloaded it.
Oh, so you ripped it.
Yeah.
You okay.
Yeah, it's boring. It's boring as fuck.
Gil was about to get jealous. He was like, "How did you see it
without me?"
No, I love
is our spoke thin.
I heard you build
a new spoke.
I know.
I love Paul Thomas Anderson, and I love Daniel Day Lewis. I love There Will Be Blood. And those two guys did it, and I was like, "Oh man, this could be great."
Howard Stern raved about it. Like,
it's
he
fucking
it was really
boring.
Good.
It's about the fashion industry. Who gives a shit?
I'm sure it's not about the fashion industry.
It is.
I'm
sure it's about. He's a fashion dude.
Why would Daniel Day-Lewis be in a movie about the fashion industry? It's got to be some twist that you kind of like went over your head. I think. Never mind. We'll talk about it after the Oscars.
You watch the movie and you tell me it was interesting. Right. Seriously, it's not.
I'll give you a few more movies that are out there. Right. Get Out.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Okay,
that one I saw.
How about the movie called The Shape of Water?
Yep,
I want to see that one.
That one's good.
I haven't seen it, but I
have almost all of these, if not all of them.
Shape of Water is really. I love Guillermo del Toro.
You have that
one? One of my favorites.
What is it?
The Shape of Water.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah, it's out there.
I like Guillermo del Toro a lot.
It's out there. You just got to get it.
Yeah. Call Me by Your Name.
Oh,
did not see that. It's a coming of age movie of a gay young dude.
Yeah.
That's been kind of controversial.
Armie Hammer's in it, right?
Because the gay guy is 17. He plays a 17-year-old or something, and he's a
40-year-old.
Yeah. And they're like, why is that cool? If it was.
Wait, that's still technically.
Well, yeah, it's in France, though. So
it's legal in Illinois, so.
That one doesn't sit right with me.
Then the one that you said, Ron, the
billboards?
Three billboards.
Yeah. That one I want to see. I've not seen
it. I saw it.
Is it as good as they say?
It's pretty good, but it's so unbelievable.
So, really?
So in other words, you're telling me every one of these movies are like way out there. Like none of them are like have gone, you know, like famous, like blockbuster movie.
The most famous one is Get Out.
I was going to say probably Get Out. Yeah, because that's like
that
the one
that
I've seen. That's like the one
I've
seen.
That's the only one that I. Yeah.
Right.
None of them I've ever even heard.
But Lady Bird is the one that everybody thinks is going to win.
Really?
Best picture. But I saw it. I mean, it's good. It's like a. It's you ever see Juno? That movie. Mm-hmm. Juno,
yeah, it's what it looked like. It's the same thing,
girl. It's, you know, coming of age.
It looks like it was the same.
Whatever.
Movie.
You have to hook me up with some of these movies.
Yeah, come over with the USB drive.
What does that mean? I don't. Where would I put it?
How am I going to give you the movies?
I know, but like
I don't have. They don't come in DVDs.
How
are
you watch?
Where do I
like
put
that,
it? Where do I put the USB drive?
She can watch it.
You have a laptop?
Yeah.
You just hook it up to your TV, or we'll talk out afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now
you take it to the village, and they'll have a place for you to plug it in while you're biking.
I could watch it at the village.
Oh,
I'm sure they do.
While you're on your.
Yep.
Yeah. Or maybe they own them. They have all the real master copies.
Right.
They actually do that. They have a movie room where you can like. Like, they play these movies.
This is what I imagine.
Except they won't play the movie Get Out.
Right.
No.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right
there.
And when you, yeah, right.
They hired Daniel Day-Lewis to come and reenact that movie in front of them.
Every week there's like an actor, like a sir, you know, one of these great actors
right.
that comes and reenacts their part.
Right,
like
exactly.
You get like a.
You should have never told us.
That they'll have sir, you know, Liam Neeson. He'll come and recite a soliloquy.
Right.
You know.
And then you get on your treadmill.
So I think right now she's at the point where she's like, now I know how Jennifer feels.
Yeah. No, you
I
know
never
what?
Should have opened
I
my
am
mouth.
Proud of the fact that I'm going to, like, you know, invest in myself. I'm going to, this is an incentive to go when you're paying this much money.
That is true.
So, well, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
True that.
We'll see what happens. Right. If I don't go, then I will cancel my membership.
There you go.
All right. Well, I think we're done. Well, we can talk more about the Oscars after it.
All right.
After it was aired.
Cool.
Are we good?
Well, I think we're good. With that.
Are we revoking our permission already?
Podcast is over.
Party's over, Santa girl.
I should probably play a thing here.
Your permission to podcast has been permanently revoked.
Oh, wait up. That's the
wrong one.
Damn,
Gil
be
cool. Right.
That's the wrong one.
Gil makes a definitive statement about the podcast.
Hold on. That's the wrong one.
Your permission to podcast has been revoked. How about that?
No, that's the wrong one. Hold on.
What is wrong with yourself?
I realize this might be played at the village.
Hold on. This is it.
Mr. and Mrs. America, this just it. Get off the goddamn podcast.
No, wait.
Gil's editing skills are going to be proven this week.
Right.
Hold on. Oh, my God.
Your permission to podcast has been revoked.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
somebody said, "Hey, where's Gil?" or "Fuck Gil" or something.
And then, I believe the phrase exactly was "Suck it, Gil."
Suck it, Gil. Yeah.